FCC responds to lawsuit filed by Disney, ABC over license renewal. By Matt Mercer on August 18, 2026. The Federal Communications Commission, FCC, has responded to a lawsuit filed by Disney and ABC over what they claim is a retaliatory campaign from the Trump administration. The lawsuit comes amidst an FCC review of ABC television stations, which are owned by Disney, and an ongoing investigation into the company's diversity, equity, and inclusion practices. In a statement to Breitbart News, an FCC spokesperson said, "All broadcasters have a legal obligation to operate in the public interest, even Disney." The FCC has been examining claims that Disney engaged in illegal DEI discrimination for over a year. Disney is obviously very concerned about the FCC's proceeding, as evidenced by their ongoing campaign of disinformation as well as their decision to ask a court to stop the FCC from further pursuing matters. The FCC will continue to follow the facts and law wherever they lead. Earlier this year, the FCC said that it has been investigating Disney's ABC for possible violations of the Communications Act of 1934 and the agency's rules, including the agency's prohibition against unlawful discrimination. This process is known as an early license review. The FCC licenses ABC's broadcast television stations, which operate on the publicly owned airwaves. As Breitbart News reported in May, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr said that Disney has a history of allegedly discriminatory behavior, including hiring, promoting, compensating, and other practices based on race, gender, and other protected classes. Earlier this year, Carr explained, "The allegations include concerns about Disney hiring, promoting, compensating, and providing or denying workplace opportunities based on protected characteristics. Disney only filed these applications to renew their ABC broadcast licenses after the FCC informed the company that their responses to the agency's investigation had been disingenuous, deficient, and improper. Broadcast licensees have a unique obligation to operate in the public interest." ABC previously settled a defamation lawsuit against President Donald Trump over anchor George Stephanopoulos' on-air assertion that he had been found liable for allegedly raping E. Jean Carroll, which is not true. That settlement resulted in an editor's note expressing regret over Stephanopoulos' statements during a segment on This Week. The network paid $1 million in President Trump's legal fees and made a $15 million contribution to the nonprofit connected to Trump's presidential library. ABC's 8 television stations are located in New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, Houston, San Francisco, Raleigh, and Fresno.